相信很多人和我一样想找到 Stars 的 The Calendar Girl 日历女孩这首歌，但是呢酷狗网易音乐上都下载不到了，反而是听到了这一首由 Amory 带来的另外一首 Calendar Girl。还好这一首同名歌曲也很不错，旋律轻快，歌词甜蜜。那在昨天的节目中呢， Candice 已经为大家分享到了可能知名度更高的 Stars 版本的歌曲，所以呢在今天的节目中就让我们安心来聆听今天的曲目吧。找不到原唱歌手，那今天为大家放送的版本呢来自于日本歌手 Amory。 他自幼就在充满音乐的环境之下长大，而小学时呢就学过了钢琴，中学时期呢学了吉他，并开始了自己的音乐生涯。他的声音干净温柔，舒服而甜美，这些清新透彻的感觉立刻抓住了听众的耳朵，不知道他的歌曲会不会同样抓住你的耳朵呢？ I love the love and love my calendar girl. Yeah, sweet calendar girl. I love the love and love my calendar girl. Each and every day I die, yeahYou saw the year look fine. February, you're my little Valentine. March, I'm gonna march you down the aisle. April, you're the Easter bunny when you smile. Yeah, yeah, my heart to the floor. I love, I love, I love my little calendar girl. Every day, every day, every day of that year. Maybe if we ask your daughter mom, they let me take you to the junior prom. Like your firecracker and my glue. August, when you all the beach, you steal the show. Yeah, yeah, my heart in a bar. I love, love, love my little calendar girl. Every day, every day, every day, all that year.歌曲充满着爱，这是来自 Amory 的 Calendar Girl 日历女孩。下面让我们来了解一下歌词大意。January, you start the year of fine. 一月你开始了美好的一天。February, you are my little Valentine. 二月份呢，你是我的小情人。March, I'm gonna march you down the aisle. 三月，我陪你走过。April, you are the Easter bunny when you smile. 四月份，你笑起来的时候是复活节小龟。OK, 每一个月份的你在我眼中都是美好的。来看一下短语 start off, 意思是出发、动身，还有开始的意思。I'll ask the driver when we will start off. 我将问问司机我们什么时候出发。February, you're my little Valentine. Valentine, V-A-L-E-N-T-I-N-E. 情人，还有情人节礼物的意思 ,Valentine. He sent a roses for Valentine's Day. 他在情人节那天送他玫瑰花。 Valentine's Day 就是情人节。A Valentine will encourage me in times of difficulties. 情人会在我困难的时候鼓励我。当然这里的情人是指恋人。March, I'm gonna march you down the aisle. 三月我陪你走过。March, 句首的它呢是三月的意思，那首字母 M 在任何情况下都要大写。March 还有行军、行进的意思，用作名词和动词都可以。那这个时候它是可以小写首字母的。After a rest, they marched on. 休息了一会儿之后，他们继续前进。After a rest, they marched on. On the march 表示行进、行军在发展之中。比如说 ，The enemy are on the march at last. 敌人 ，the enemy 终于出动了。Aisle, 色狼席位间的通道。大家坐火车的时候留意火车上的标志牌，应该会看到 aisle 这个单词。Would you prefer a window, aisle or center seat? 你比较喜欢靠窗、靠走道还是中间的座位呢？ Would you prefer a window, aisle or center seat? Maybe if we ask your daughter mom, Jill, they let me take you to the junior prom. Jill, like your firecracker and my glue. When you all the beat you steal the show.July, like a firecracker, I'm a glow. 七月份呢，红得像点燃的焰火。August, when you're on the beach, you steal the show. 八月，你挡在海滩上偷看比基尼秀。Firecracker, firecracker, 前半截是火 ,F-I-R-E, 后半截是 C-R-A-C-K-E-R。那整个单词呢，表示爆竹、鞭炮 ,firecracker。Chinese children like to buy many firecrackers before the spring festival. 中国的孩子们呢会在春节之前买很多的鞭炮。The spring festival, 春节。Chinese children like to buy many firecrackers before the spring festival. OK, 下一个单词 aglow, A-G-L-O-W, aglow, 表示发红的或者是兴奋的。比如说 Her face was aglow as she met him. 她见到他是兴奋的脸色通红。July like a firecracker I'm aglow. 七月份的红得像点燃的焰火。August when you are on the beach, you steal the show. Steal 是偷或者是窃取的意思。比如说 He was sent into prison for stealing. 他由于偷窃被送入了监狱。那 steal 用作名词时呢，还有一个意思就是便宜货，都用在美国的非正式口语中 steal。 来听一个例句 Ladies and gentlemen, it's a steal at only $50. 女士们先生们，这个只卖$50，太便宜了。 I light the candles at you, sweet 16 I roll the oil into me at all Halloween November, I get thanked as you belong to meSeptember, I light the candles at your sweet 16. 九月份呢，在你甜蜜的16岁，我点亮蜡烛。October, Romeo and Juliet on Halloween. 万圣节什么时候呢？万圣节前夕，就是过去不久的10月31日。How was your Halloween stay? Okay, November, I'll give thanks that you belong to me.感谢天，感谢地，感谢命运让我们相遇。那这一句歌词呢，就有这样的感觉了。Give thanks 表示感谢、致谢、感恩。Belong to 是指属于。来回顾一下这一句歌词 ：November, I'll give thanks that you belong to me. 十一月份，我将给你我的感谢，感谢你属于我。December, you are the present beneath my Christmas tree. 十二月份，你是我圣诞树下的礼物。You saw the year love fine. February, you're my little Valentine. March, I'm gonna march you down the aisle. April, you're the Easter bunny when you smile. 日子一天一天过，你有了什么样的收获？有了什么样的成长呢？有遇到那一个心爱的他吗？在这一首 Calendar Girl 中，我们感受到了甜蜜还有幸福。感谢您收听今天的可可听歌学英语，我是 Candice 凯奈斯，新浪微博是 DJ Candice 婕妤。有任何问题，欢迎在新浪微博给我留言。今天的节目就到这里了，下一期我们再见，拜拜。